The first section of Part 4 of the Catechism deals with the prayer of the hour of Jesus. Remember, from time to time, our Lord would say, "My hour has not yet come." By this hour, he means the definitive hour, the hour at which he would offer his very life, his very flesh and blood, as the perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins, that very hour when he would give his all in obedience to his Father's will. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you." Thus begins the priestly prayer of Jesus in chapter 17 of St. John's Gospel. And I would certainly encourage you to read that chapter in its entirety. It's the longest of Jesus' prayers recorded in the Gospel. It is a deep and penetrating prayer, one that expresses the depth of his heart at his hour, the hour at which his life would reach its fulfillment, his purpose on earth would be known for all, to give his very all so that we might have life and have it to the full. The priestly prayer of Jesus embraces the totality of God's plan of creation and salvation, including his death and resurrection. It is the prayer of our high priest, inseparable from his sacrifice. All is recapitulated in Christ, in his sacrifice and in his priestly prayer. God and the world, the Word and the flesh, eternal life and time, the love that hands itself over and the sin that betrays it, the disciples present and those who will believe in him by their word, humility and glory. It is the prayer of unity. And like his sacrifice, the priestly prayer of Jesus extends into all time. It extends into our time. That which he prays in the 17th chapter of St. John, he prays for you and for me. The events of Calvary and the prayer that preceded them fill the end times and carry them toward their consummation. Jesus gives everything he has to the Father, yet he does so out of his freedom over all things. The Son, the servant of God, is Lord. Jesus is the high priest who prays in us and the God who hears our prayer. Thus we are able to pray in Jesus' name. And it is in Jesus' name and only in his name that we are able to pray our Father. And as the Catechism continues its reflection on prayer, we see that the very heart of this teaching follows the structure of the Lord's Prayer and sees in the prayer that Jesus teaches us the way to pray, covering all aspects of prayer. Both the priestly prayer and the Lord's Prayer speak of the same reality: concern for the Father's name, passionate zeal for his kingdom, the accomplishment of the will of the Father, of his plan for salvation, deliverance from evil. In this prayer, Jesus reveals and gives to us the knowledge, inseparably one, of the Father and of the Son, which is the very mystery of the life of prayer. Section 2 continues with a teaching on the Lord's Prayer, breaking down the Lord's Prayer into its component parts, allowing us to see in each of the words of the Lord's Prayer deep meaning and allowing us to gain greater insight in what it means to be a person of prayer, what it means to draw near to our Father.